Audio Gravity, episode 516. First link today is an awesome, awesome jQuery piece of code, and I'm really excited to be using this in the first part of this year. Probably January, February time, I'm going to be messing around with this, playing around with how I can bring in various content in from Postgres onto my Media Temple server, which will then have the Pro CDN features, which will allow for rapid edge distribution of content. Looking up at the API of Postgres and various other stuff. Masonry is a layout plugin for jQuery, and you can find it at Desandro, which is desandro.com/demo/masonry/docs. And what it is, it's a little bit like, like they say, it's the flip side of CSS floats. So wherever there's floating elements horizontally, then vertically, this arranges them vertically, then horizontally, according to a grid, so you can get more content in a space, and it just flows really, really nicely. And they've got a whole bunch of examples about how to do an infinite scroll, how to do like a tumble log with it, how to animate with jQuery, how to sort of hide certain content. So you might have audio or video or text, you might just want to show certain ones. So I'm dabbling with this, and I'm going to make something really fracking awesome with it as soon as I've got to develop it in such a way that allows me to use JavaScript, because at the moment Postgres doesn't allow me to use that. So I'm going to have to host it on my Media Temple server and then talk to the Postgres API. We've already started work on a PHP 5 like server lookup piece of code, which is on Google Code, I think, as well, which Dimitri has written, which basically talks to the Postgres API and gets your content back, and then we're going to format it with Masonry. Awesome, awesome stuff. Next thing today is msavisuals.com. I absolutely love this visuals company, the mega super awesome visual company. You couldn't get a better name than that. Have a look through some of this guy's stuff. I say guy because I presume it's just one guy who does the main work and send this up. But I just love some of the 3D animated stuff that he's done. And what they're doing with visuals and audio and sort of feedback is just amazing, amazing stuff. So I keep my eye on this guy quite a lot. Next link is bashflash.com. How many times have you had your laptop? I have a MacBook Pro, but maybe you have a normal PC laptop. But how many times have your fans or your processor got to like 100%, and all of a sudden like it's sucking the energy out of your laptop, that your 5-hour battery is suddenly like disappearing? Well, what this is a little application which can kill off the flash plugin, and it works out by when it gets too hot, it will sort of warn you by turning red if flash is using a significant amount of processor cycles. Really, really useful, and definitely something that we should be supporting. I think Tyler Locke was the guy behind Visual Hub as well, which was a great graphic movie conversion piece of software, which is no longer maintained. But definitely want to support and donate to bashflash.com. Next link. This is a little bit odd. I can't even spell the damn thing. So vuzla.com. Veluza, I guess. Monetize and simplify your videos. Now, this sounds a great concept. Uploading, organize, design, publish, monetize, and control. Very similar to the way that a lot of other companies are doing this. One of the ones that I use is Wistia. I don't think they have a monetizing side to it yet, but I'm sure that's in the works. I like to look around at all these different video platforms. I like to dabble with them. Definitely want to go and sign up to if you're interested in video and video hosting, just to see what they offer. It's always good to see what other services offer over other ones, you know, like Vimeo and YouTube and Wistia and Bits on the Run. And there's a whole bunch of different video services out there. But it's just another one that's come on my radar recently. It's worth signing up and checking out. Next thing today is Penzu, P-E-N-Z-U.com. Write in private your own personal journal and online diary. Don't want to share everything with the world. Easily keep your personal thoughts, memories safe and secure in the cloud. And that's a nice little service. I like the way that it looks. I also like the fact that they've got an iPhone application. And they also have like 256-bit encryption, which is quite a nice little feature, especially if you want to leak something out there on the internet. I'm guessing that having some security like that, a nice little VPN into this very secure online storage of your journals with a military-grade encryption. And then if you want to, you can actually share it out via email or create a public link. So if you wanted to, you could set up an anonymous Tumblr account and, you know, use this to collect all your thoughts and then actually fire it out to somewhere on the internet. There's other services like this. There's just different ways of interfaces. You know, people interpret things differently, and I quite like the design on this. And I can't remember who mentioned this to me, but I really like the idea of this writing private. Finally, last link today, if you're a Gmail user like me, I've been a Gmail user for about 5 years. I've found them to be a brilliant email service, gets rid of all the sort of spam. Rapportive, get rich contact profiles right inside your Gmail. So it's rapportive.com. And what you get is on the right-hand side of your email, when you bring up an email message, what you get is like a social media collection of all the things that they are. So you get this, you've got email, so who are they, what do they do, see their job, company, LinkedIn profile, if they're on Skype, if they're on Twitter. And it's really, really nice, because if you get an email from somebody you don't know, it's great to have that sort of block on the right-hand side that you can click on these links to go and find out who they are, which is a really, really nice integration into Gmail. Fantastic little tool, and I can't wait to see what else they add inside it, because I can imagine there's going to be a bunch of semantic stuff as well. That's it today. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.